Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an
actress
producer.
And I want to be a model.
Yay!
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad that you're here to join us with your parents and your grandma and your mommy and daddy and Nana and Poppy, because this is Memorial Day, so I know that the whole family is there with you, and you had a wonderful time enjoying all the festivities of Memorial Day, May 27th. And, boys and girls, are you ready to hear what Memorial Day is? I think we have Starfish, and she may be ready. Starfish, how are you doing
Hello,
today?
Hello, boys and girls. How's everyone doing this evening? I hope you had a great, great Memorial Day. And after all, Memorial Day is a wonderful celebration.
It certainly is, with all of these floats, and everyone dressed in red, white, and blue, and all the military and all their gear. The military, we have the Marines, they're there too. We also have the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army, and the Coast Guard. So boys and girls, lots of uniforms in their best gear, showing you all types of drills so that you know exactly why we're here and why we're celebrating. So, what was your favorite thing that you saw today with the parade? I know that little Tony, he told me his most favorite thing that he liked was going to the baseball game. And he had so much fun seeing the Nationals play. And everyone was in red, white, and blue, and all of the soldiers came out, and they were walking with the flags and saluting.
Wow, that sounds great.
Oh, it was. And then also to see some of the things that were in the parade. I had little Duncan. Little Duncan was telling me about the tanks. And the camouflage, he thought that was what they always wear because he wears it too with his brother, little Tony. They were very, very excited. And so was Matthew and Jill. Jill said that she also wanted to join the service. I think that
was certainly great.
Oh, it was. And I think that one of the songs that we can play too, so that the boys and girls can definitely understand what's going on. Because we know that in deployment, a lot of the boys and girls know that that's something where their father or even their mother may go off into fighting to keep our freedom. And we would like to at least start off with a song so that we know that it's Memorial Day. Because I think that all of them believe all kinds of things can happen. And a lot of that happens when you're dreaming, right, Starfish?
It certainly does. So after all, tell the boys and girls what's the name of the song we're playing.
we're going to be playing the song from, oh, let me see. Here, boys and girls, I've got it right here. It's called The Soldier. Here I am going, what's the name of it? The Soldier. And it's by Gavin DeGraw.
Here I go, boys and girls. It's a great song. It's certainly special.
Yes, it's biting it off.
Take me out of the bath.
That's a little taste of the soldier.
Right, right. So, boys and girls, I think that we can usually start off with, do you have even the military kids? Because I think that the children that are, that their families are not in the military doesn't know exactly what happens every day they go to school because the teacher is talking to them, and that's Albert Mendoza. And he's trying to get them up every day because he knows that their parents are in the service, sacrificing for you and I. Something for the teacher. Can you imagine, boys and girls, having a teacher every day start his class with "We are soldiers from the USA" just to be able to make the boys and girls feel really good about their parents going off to war, because they know exactly what that means and having to leave the class. Thank you so much for giving us that warm welcome and making us feel so good. Exactly the things that happen when the teacher plays the song from Mendoza. So now you know how he starts the day off. Now some of you at school might have assemblies, and some of you might have the principal come there and say, good evening, good morning, thank you for coming. But we have a teacher that plays that song. So we're thrilled with hearing that. And now you get a chance to hear it too. And you may not even be a military, in a military family, but now you know exactly what happens when you're on base going to school. Now, there is a book called Memorial Day. And guess what this book is about? It is about why we celebrate May 27th, the last Monday in May. And it's our country's holiday. And this is why that's the case. Now, it's a day to remember. Now, on Memorial Day, we remember the people we have that have died while fighting for our country. Now, we think about these people because they kept our country safe. We think about how they fought on land, at sea, and in the air. Now, on land, that's generally the Marines and the Army. And at sea, that's the Navy. And boys and girls, can you guess who is usually the one that's in the air? Starfish, do you know?
In the air, Air Force.
Right, that's the branch of service. Well, you know, all the military are standing there and they're all fighting for our freedom. Now, we celebrate Memorial Day on the last day of May, which is what I had said before. Now, we honor people who have passed for our country. Now, we put flowers and flags on their graves. Now, if you were in D.C., when you would go, you would see all these flags. It's so beautiful. Red, white, and blue. Now, some people put flowers on the river and the lakes and the seas, too. Now, boys and girls, can you guess what branch that would be? It's on the land, the river, and the sea. That's your clue. Who would we be honoring? Starfish, can you guess?
Who would we be honoring? Soldiers.
Well, the branch of service is the Navy, because they're in the seas. And that's why we celebrate and show our appreciation by putting the flowers in the sea. Now, this shows that it's really special. Now, some people buy special red flowers, paper flowers, and they wear them. I had mine on my lapel, too. Now, this shows their respect for those who fought and died for our country. That's something that is extremely powerful, boys and girls, that you have people who feel responsible for you and feel responsible for the country to maintain the integrity that we've always had and America has always stood for. That really makes you stand proud. So when you have to do the Pledge of Allegiance, you will know exactly what that means. Gosh, so are you getting kind of a feel for Memorial Day?
Oh, certainly. I can just imagine it.
Oh, it's really fun. I'm going to see if I can be able to share with the boys and girls a song that we are trying to play, and hopefully we can get it this time. We'll do more than try. We will let you hear it. And it is called The Soldiers, and it's by Gavin DeGraw, and his album is Sweeter. So let's see if we can hear this.
I'm so very excited to listen to it. Boys and girls, as you know, we still like to continue our routine. I hope you still continued yours too. When you got home, that you washed your face, brushed your teeth, took your little bath, and put your favorite PJs on. Then got into bed and snuggled with your favorite teddy bear and your favorite doggy. And get ready to take a trip to Dreamland. You are certainly in store for a great, great show. If you want to let us know how your Memorial Day went, call us at 914-338-0695. Or you can email us at auntjulesbedtimestories@gmail.com. Let us know. We want to hear your voice. Now, boys and girls, even though we're talking about Memorial Day, we still like to keep a routine. So let's listen to our bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Boys and girls, do you have your favorite pajamas on? I wonder if some of the PJs are camouflage material and warm and flannel. I bet you some of the boys and girls out there are bedtime friends. I bet you they have some pajamas that look just like army gear.
Oh, awesome.
special pajamas for a special occasion. That was quite some list. I wonder if you're all ready, have your slippers, and already have brushed your teeth, and already got your special drink. Maybe it's water, maybe it's milk, because some of you have a bottle. We're not sure, but I know that you are there to do all of the things that you need to do to get ready to get in bed right now. So we did that, and I also want to talk about, which is one of the things that we did talk about, and that was deployment. And it means that I have this one little quote that Kay mentioned said, "It's like dual deployment. Love is missing someone when even you're apart, but somehow feeling warm inside because you're close in heart." That's a nice song too. Nice quote to be able to keep near to you when your parent is gone. They're right there. They're right there in your heart. Even though you don't see them, they're right there. Let's see about some of the other ones that I would like to read for you.
Jewel, can you speak a little louder so everyone can hear?
Oh, okay. Well, did you hear the last quote that I said?
It would be great if you can read it again.
I'll read it again for the boys and girls and for the moms and dads so that they'll know. And they know exactly what we're talking about. And this is what Kay Munson said. Love is missing someone when even you're apart, but somehow feeling warm inside because you're close in heart.
Wow.
I know.
That's very special.
Isn't that? Because it means that they're right there, still there. Even though you don't see them, they're still right there. And someone else said, "What's good about deployment? You get..." Well, the answer is you get your butterflies back. Another quote was, "They say you can't bottle happiness, but other military wives know that's not true. We must bottle up a little bit of our happiness in order to survive." Because you do miss your mommy and daddy. You'll know you'll see them soon. Let's see my other one. "Distance has no correlation to love. Nothing can stand in between two people." "Whose heart are completely in love, not a continent, not even a war." Pretty powerful, isn't it?
Very powerful.
Let's see what my other one says. Now, you know, boys and girls, that when that happens, the deployment is something that affects a lot of service members. And now, because there's so many families going off to war, did you know, boys and girls, that half of the people that are going off to war are married and have children? 51%. Huge. Yeah. And it's something that sometimes it is a little, you're not quite sure what that means. Now, that means that your family might be apart for a while. So you have the support of your family that was not deployed, and also your friends and community. And we're right there with you to give you strength and to help you adjust, because veterans themselves recognize the need for such service. And what we do is we have families that are involved with National Family Association, and they help the families be able to adjust to this, because it also does affect you, boys and girls, because it might make you feel kind of moody, and you might have changes of your eating habits, or you might not really want to go to school because you kind of have separation anxiety, or you might even withdraw and be angry and act out. But that's okay, because, you know, that's part of when you miss someone. You feel that some part of you has left. So, do we have a special song for the boys and girls to be able to hear that is with The American Soldier with Toby Keith?
Oh, yes.
that everyone can have an understanding of what it really feels like in being a soldier and what they do. Toby Keith has sung this on his 35 greatest hits. I believe your mother and daddy will love this, and Nana and Poppy will too. We just want to all to know that you are not alone. That while your parents may be deployed into another country, they're right there for you.
They're always right there for you.
Mm-hmm. We are. Now, the American soldier sacrifices a lot in order to be able to make our country strong and to be there for you. And to make sure that you have a very comfortable home.
Get me out of the bathtub.
I know you want to get out of the bathtub to listen to the song. Can we listen to Another Soldier Coming Home by Janet Fresco? Soldiers Coming Home. I know that's a wonderful day, boys and girls, that you love to have when your mommy or daddy come and surprise you and they've come home, right, Aunt Jewel?
Yes, they are. And I think that they will be very happy to see them. And they probably have done a number of things, and things I think that they can do for their mommy or daddy is write a card for them. You can draw it, and I think that they will be so happy to see that. You can even draw a picture of yourself to let them know how much you have grown. And you can even show them how many inches you were before you left and how many inches you are now.
Wow, yes. They'll be truly excited to see that.
And they will definitely keep that in their bag with them, in their backpack, and they would definitely love to show you what they have done and how it looks. So let's see what we're going to do next, boys and girls. I think maybe we might have let's read a little story. I think that you have one. It's called The Pajama Pirates, and that might help you think of what's going on with your daddy and mommy, especially if they're in the Navy. Are you ready, boys and girls, for it? The Pajama Party? The Pajama Pirates? Oh, I know. Why don't we play this other book? I'm switching here from you. It's called It's a Time to Play, and it's by Amy Jones. Okay, here we go, boys and girls. It's time to play. Hello, I'm a little lion. Have fun reading my story. Now, in the middle of the day, when the sun was very hot, big lion liked to lie down for a nice long nap. Little lion, who wanted to be just like big lion when he grew up, lay down too. Big lion stretched right out and fell fast asleep. Little lion stretched right out and was wide awake. Oh, I bet you some of you have just really tried to stay awake as long as you possibly could. And you're saying, I'm not quite ready yet, but we'll see. Okay. Some beautiful butterflies fluttered past. Little lion thought he should just watch them go, but he couldn't help himself. Off he went, chasing them as fast as little paws would carry him. It was fun until he fell over something big and furry. Whoa, ouch, cried the big lion. Little lion, what are you doing? I was doing my chasing practice. Wonder what chasing practice, boys and girls. You know what that could be? I don't know. I'm not sure I know what that is myself. Well, this is what the little lion said. I was doing my chasing practice, explained. Little lion, I wanted to run fast like you do. Well, that's a good thing to do, sighed the big lion. But this isn't a good time to do it. Why don't you just do something slower? Boys and girls, have you ever done that? That your mommy said, oh, slow down, little cowboy, slow your roll. Well, the big lion lay down and was soon fast asleep. The little lion slowly looked around. High in a nearby tree, a monkey was hanging from a branch. That looks like fun, said the little lion. Little Lion found his own tree to climb. He climbed up the tree and tried to move along the branch. The branch wasn't very wide, and it moved when Little Lion moved. Little Lion wobbled. "Oh, oh, oh," he cried as he slipped. "Hey, boys and girls, he's a little too heavy for the limb." And fell onto something big and furry. "Oof, poof, boom," crashed the big lion. "Little Lion, what are you doing?" "I was doing my climbing practice," said Little Lion. "I want to balance like you do."
"Well, that's a good thing to do," sighed the big lion. "But this isn't a good time to do it. Why don't you find something quieter on the ground?"
Well, so the little lion crept quietly through the grass, pretending he was brave and strong, like Big Lion. Suddenly, he saw something wiggle right into and under his nose. Little Lion pounced. "Ow! Why? Ouch!" cried the Big Lion. The Little Lion wondered, "What are you doing? That was my tail."
"Well, I was doing my creepy practice," said the Little Lion. "I wanted to creep quietly like you do."
"Well," laughed the Big Lion, "I was doing my sleeping practice. That's a good thing to do, but I don't think now is a good time for me to do it. Kiss me if you can, Little Lion." All afternoon, Big Lion and Little Lion played tag, hide and seek. They weren't slow and they weren't quiet, but they were very sure of one thing. It was a very good thing to do. Now, when the sky got dark, Little Lion and Big Lion stopped playing and lay down for rest. "I think it's time for sleeping practice now," said Big Lion. Little Lion was feeling very tired, too. He gave a big yawn as he snuggled up next to Big Lion and fell fast asleep. "Good night, Little Lion. Come back to play soon." The end.
Aw, good night, Little Lion.
I wonder if we have any boys and girls out there that we soon need to say good night to them, too. So that was something, too, to be able to hear that. And I know that we have some that are already falling asleep.
I think we do too.
Let's see what else we can find here. So, boys and girls, what did you do today? Did you pick out your PJs? Did you see some of your friends? Did you even make new friends when you were out there on the play, seeing everyone? Well, now I know that I did. I made some new friends, and I was very glad that I went. Now, let's see what else that we have for you, boys and girls. Now, I know that when this is happening, you sometimes wonder, who can I go and talk to about this? Because everybody in my classroom, they have their friends, and they're always with them. And they don't have anybody in their family deployed going out of the country. Not even next door. Not even in the next city. Not even and the next day. Very, very challenging when nobody else feels just like you. Bless that you, boys and girls. There are some members in your classroom that their father has gone away on a business trip and they don't get a chance to see them. So that might be something that you could at least start to talk to them about so that you can feel that you're not alone. Now, what we try to do is we try to let you know that you aren't alone, and that's what our country does, and that's why we're having the celebration, so that you can understand that we care and we very much know what your family is going through, this sacrifice that you have to do. Now, that's why on Memorial Day, our whole country flies their flag halfway so that we know that this is a day that we're celebrating. And it means that it is halfway down the flagpole. And when you go outside today and you see where the flag is, you can look and see that it's not all the way to the top on the pole like it usually is, but it's halfway down. So when you pass, and if anyone passes by, you'll be able to tell them that it is at half mast. So now you'll be able to say, I know why that is happening. Now, this is a way to honor the people who have died for our country. Now, there are soldiers, sailors, and others who served their country, and they're called the military. So if you want to explain that to your friends, you'll be able to tell them that my dad, my mommy, my uncle, my aunt, my sister or brother is in the military. And they march in the parade, which you saw today when you were at the parade. You saw them all in full dress. The troops are going off to war or they're coming back. Now, we know that many people watched on the side and were flying flags all over. Some even had dog tags, which is what they wear, and it says the name in the rank and serial number. Now, when the soldiers go by, guess what they do? The soldiers and the sailors and the others. Starfish, do you know what they do when they go by certain places, other military?
Do they make a big horn sound?
Can you say that again?
Do they make a big sound or a horn to acknowledge that they're there?
Well, they do that, but they also salute. When they go by other service members, they salute. And when they see the flag, they salute. And boys and girls, do you know what the salute is? The salute is they bring their hand up to the top of their head, right in between their brow, and they give the proper salute that they learn in basic training. And then they walk. All in unison, which means, what, Starfish, do you know what that means when they all march?
What a wonderful sight to see.
It is. And when they're marching in unison, that means all together. Now, taking time of Memorial Day, many people take off from school and work, which a lot of you did not go to school today because it was Memorial Day. Now, they honor their families and their friends who fought and died for our country. Now, Memorial Day, many people take a few moments of silence. They remember those who have died. They also hope for peace in the world. And that's the end of that book. And that will tell you a little bit about Memorial Day. And that was, the author was Faye Ginn. And the publisher was from Garth Stevens. So if you want to find out even more information about it, boys and girls, so that you can be able to talk to your friends who have parents that are in the military, and you'll know exactly what that means when they have to get used to one of their parents or spouse absent from the family. So sometimes that means that their family members aren't there to celebrate their birthday or certain holidays, but they're always there in spirit. And one of the things that happens, too, is they can talk to them even on the Internet, which is a great, wonderful thing.
It's certainly wonderful to see their face.
It is, to keep that communication going. Well, let's see, what else can we do here? Boys and girls, are you ready for another song? I think that they would like to hear.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I think that they would like to hear a song called I Can Only Imagine. And that's by Lachelle Griffin. And I know that you're probably thinking, what is going on with my mommy or daddy away? And a lot of that is dreams. You will be thinking what exactly that is. And that's going to help you feel better, because when you go to sleep at night, that's when you can see their faces and think of, what are they doing? Are they sitting down eating with the other soldiers? Are they sharing pictures of you or mommy and what it's like to be over there? And this is why they're doing it and they're sacrificing everything? That could be they're thinking of you. And one of the things that also keeps them going is not only for their buddies that they're meeting and fighting for, but also their faith makes them feel real good about being there, and they know that everything will be all right.
Exactly. Tell the boys and girls again what the name of the song is.
I Can Only Imagine, and it is by Lachelle Griffin. And she's singing the song especially for you and your mommy.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
of you, because it is very difficult for the deployment of your parents, because one of the things that means that they're going to be separate from you. And what Aunt Jewel and Starfish were wanting to do is to be able to help ease you. And one of the things that needs also to happen is for you to be able to talk to someone about it. And I think that sharing some of this about the deployment so that other people understand and they can talk to you about it, so that you have a friend and you know that you will have some comfort knowing that other people are at least reaching out to understand what is happening with you.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel.
And this will help reduce some of that anxiety that you may have. It may not erase all of it, but at least when you know that people know what you are experiencing, they make you feel better, and you're opening up their world to you. And you'll find that you can have lots of friends, but even if you have a few friends, being able to feel comfortable that you can be able to go over there and enjoy yourself. And getting ready for when your parents return. Because it also is challenging for them. And that's why sending pictures, sending cards and letters, it's something for both of you so that you both can share. So when you come back, when you see them, you'll be so thrilled and they'll show you all of the memories that they have of you. Another song that also might be really good, because the sacrifices that they're all making for all of us in the United States, that we may have freedom and we'll be able to salute the flag and be able to know why that's so important, is another person called Thank You Soldiers. And I think a lot of people out there would like to thank the soldiers, and they're not sure exactly what words to say. But Joe,
thank you means a whole lot.
That certainly does. And doesn't it make you feel better, Starfish, when you hear that?
Yes, it makes me feel wonderful inside.
So we would like to thank the soldiers for doing that. And they really are not doing it to hear thank you from us, but it still feels good when you do hear it. They're doing this because it's something that they want to do and give, and it's a personal sacrifice that's even greater than the love even for themselves or even for their family, but it's something that's greater than themselves. They want to do something.
Take me out of
So in doing that, there is a National Military Family Association, and it is there for military children. And it's to help them to answer all kinds of questions. Now, how are school-age military children faring, and what type of issues that they have? So this is something that I think that all of you bedtime children, you can be able to do is ask your mommy, what kinds of things can I do to help them with the National Military Family Association? Now, they make sure that all of the children whose parents are deployed are feeling fine and that they are okay until their parents come back. Now, we know that there's all different stages because we don't know how long it will be, but they'll be there for great periods of time. Also, we'll tell you about school and even about how to even get in touch with your loved ones that are deployed so that you can be able to say, hey, how's it going? What are you up to? And you'll know where to go. And if you also need things, they will also be able to tell you what you need to be able to do. Because they are real warriors, and you're warriors at home to be able to help your mommy and daddy. But even while they're gone, you're taking care of things here in the United States.
And that's certainly a big, huge help. And we'd love to hear from our military orchestra.
Okay.
You want to, Jewel?
Yes. I think that is one of the songs that they play when the day is over. That's the song that the mommy and daddy hears when it means it's time to retire. And it's getting about that time for us.
Yes, it's almost time for us to retire.
Certainly is. Do you have a book, The Pajama Pirates?
Well, I think the boys and girls are so exhausted. I see little Tony yawning and dozing off, and we'll have to bring the story back for next week.
So it's time for us to retire? Is it that time already, Starfish?
Yes, it goes by so fast, and to see all the boys and girls nicely tucked in their bed tells us that we have done our job.
They're already asleep, so we heard the military good night. And do we have time to hear our other good night song? It's by our sweet Jennifer Hudson singing the lullaby.
Yes, we do. Here we go, boys and girls. Jennifer Hudson's lullaby.
Right. and good night by Bliss Radio Network. Rainbow Souls, thank you so much for being with us. And I also want to thank the military for being there, keeping us safe.
Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Have a great Memorial Day retirement, because it's time to go to bed. And good night. And remember, you can reach us at AuntJewelsBedtimeStories@gmail.com. And good night, boys and girls. Call us anytime.
Good night, boys and girls.
And thank you, military, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, for keeping us safe. Good night, Starfish.
Good night, Aunt Jewel.